పాదసేవన ప్రభు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 8 కాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 10 టు 12 చాప్టర్.
ఓ నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సో ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ నెక్టార్ వాజ్ గివెన్ బై ది లార్డ్ అస్ ఇన్ మోహిన్ మూర్తి టు ద డెమిగాడ్స్, డెమన్స్ బికేమ్ వెరీ యాంగ్రీ అండ్ దే స్టార్టెడ్ వార్ విత్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్, దివాసుర సంగ్రామ్. So they thought that even if they have drunk this nectar, what happens? So what? They are more powerful than the demigods because they have been able to defeat the demigods. But now when they are doing war with the demigods, because the demigods have taken this nectar, they become more powerful. So they started defeating the demons. So the demons, they created maya, illusory war like that. There are so many illusory ways of doing war. So the demons then, demigods then became going to be defeated. So they took shelter of the Lord. So the Lord, tasmin praviste asurakuta karmaja మాయా వినేషు మహినా మహ్యస స్వప్నే యథా ఈ ప్రతిబోధ ఆగతే హరి స్మృతి సర్వ విపద్ విమోక్షణం. దట్ మీన్స్ వెన్ దే థాట్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్, దే ప్రేడ్ ది లార్డ్, ది లార్డ్ అపియర్డ్ దస్మిన్ ప్రవిష్టే దేర్ ది లార్డ్ అపియర్డ్ యాజ్ ది డేంజర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఏ డ్రీమ్ sees when the dreamer awakens, the illusions created by the jugglery of the demons were vanquished by the transcendental prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As soon as he entered the battlefield, indeed simply by remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes free from all dangers. So in this way, all the illusory powers were vanished, were removed, and the demigods and demons, they started fighting. Even the Lord also, some demigods fought with, I mean not demigods, demons fought with the Lord also, like Kalanami etc. They fought with the Lord also. Anyway, finally all were vanquished, and there is also one demon, his name is anyway, so when the demons are being destroyed, then Brahma sent Narada to stop this war. One demon, that is Namuchi, even he was not killed by the this Vajra, but Indra prepared a weapon from the foam of the ocean. With that foam, that Namuchi was killed. This is wonderful pastimes of the Lord. So anyway, finally Narada Muni stopped the war and said that those who have been killed, you take this them to Shukracharya, who is doing austerity, and this Bali Maharaj and others, they all were taken to Shukracharya, and Shukracharya again made them live because of this. He has Muthu Sanjeevani mantra. In this way, this war stopped, and this while the turning was going on and there was poison, all the demigods went to take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. But when Amrita came, when nectar came, no one thought of Lord Shiva. So, but Lord Shiva could understand or could get the news that Lord had appeared as Mohini Murti. So he went to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka. There he wanted to see that form, Mohini form of the Lord. So he went to Vaikuntha Alam with his wife Uma, and also his parsadas, his associates, and Lord Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu in his Vaikuntha, he gave them very nice hospitality. Then Lord Shiva prayed to the Lord that Deva Deva Jagat Vyapin Jagadisha Jaganmaya Sarvesam Api Bhavanam Tamatma Hetu Ishwara. Lord Madhav said, O chief demigod among the demigods, O all pervading Lord, Master of the universe, by your energy you are transformed into the creation, you are the root and efficient cause of everything, you are not material, indeed you are the Supersurupa or supreme living force of everything. Therefore you are the Parameswara, the supreme controller of all controllers.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Lord said, okay, what is your intention? Why you pray so much to me? Then the Shivaji said that Avatara Mayadushta Ramamanasate Gunai Suhanta Drashtumichami Jatte Joshi Vapur Dhrutam. The Lord Shiva said that I have seen all your incarnations. My Lord, you are the supreme knowledge personified. My Lord, I have seen all kinds of incarnations you have exhibited by your transcendental qualities. And now that you have appeared as a beautiful young woman, I wish to see that form of your Lordship. So, this way, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, okayed, and he vanished, he went away. So Lord Shiva was expecting that there will be coming with a dress or something like that. But immediately there was a very beautiful garden, and one young lady was playing ball, handball. And by seeing her beauty, Shiva was enchanted. This is a very vivid description. Srimad Bhagavatam 12th chapter, that I will summarize, that he chased after that girl. And sometimes he was able to catch him, but then she slipped away from her. And Shivaji was chasing after her just like a bull chases after a cow. And Lord took him by the side of so many sages. In the Vaikuntha Loka there are so many sages are there. And all the sages were astonished. Shivaji is so much infatuated like that. And in the process, his semen's discharge, and then he became, somehow or other, he became established. But that semen creates the mines of gold and silver. Semen is amoga, it said. Amoga vidya. So, in this way, the Lord praised Shiva that yes, you have been able to conquer this illusory energy. You will not be deluded henceforth. In this way, Lord Shiva, along with the associates and Umadevi, they came back to their Kailasa Loka. In the end, Sukadeva Goswami says, concludes, that etan muhu kirtayato anusumyato narishyate jatu samudyama kuchit jaduttama sloka gunanu varnanam samasta sansara parishramapaham. That who narrates or who hears these pastimes of the Lord, what will happen to him? Always in various pastimes, it is said, Mahatmya, what will happen to those who hear or do kirtan like that? Here also it is said that the endeavor of one who constantly hears or describes this narration of the churning of the ocean of milk will never be fruitless. Indeed, chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the only means to annihilate all sufferings in this material world. So, the Sukadeva Goswami concludes that Asadavisa Angring Bhavagamyam Prapannan amrutamaravajyasayatsyandumatyam kapadajubativesu mohayanja suraring tamahangupasrutanam kamapurangnatvasni. Assuming the form of a young woman and thus bewildering the demons, the Supreme Personality of God had distributed to his devotees, the demigods, the nectar produced from the churning of the ocean of milk. Unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always fulfills the desires of his devotees, I offer my respectable obeisances. So, in this way, up to 12th chapter we have described, and from 13th chapter there is Manus, or other Manus also described. And this is of the 6th Manu, and 6th, 7th Manu is now continuing, that is Vaivasvata Manu, who is the son of Sun God, Vivaswa. And during his time, this Lord came as Bhamana avatar, and this has been described in from, so to say, 15th chapter to 23rd chapter. That is, that will be described later afterwards. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Sri Gopal Maharaj ki, Jai Sri Gurudev ki, Ananda Koti Vaishnavanda ki, Sabya Gaurabhaktanda ki, Jai Gaur Pramanande.
Hari Hari Bol.